Medicare Annual Verification Notices. Frequently Asked Questions. SSA Publication Number 05-10507, January 2010. The contents of this audio publication are: Why did I receive another letter about my Medicare Part B premium for this year? Can I appeal the amount of my Medicare Part B premium? When will I get my Medicare Part B refund? Can I appeal Social Security's decision about the money I owe due to a past due increase in my Part B premiums? I don't agree with the tax information IRS gave Social Security. Can I just bring a copy of my own tax return? If I owe an income-related adjustment for 2009, can I pay the amount I owe by installments? My income has gone down. I don't have to pay an income-related adjustment in 2010, but I owe an income-related adjustment for 2009. I can't afford to pay the money back. Can you waive what I owe? I paid a higher Medicare Part B premium for 2009 based on my 2007 income. However, I got divorced in November 2009 and my income has decreased. What can I do? Contacting Social Security. Why did I receive another letter about my Medicare Part B premium for this year? You received another letter about your Medicare Part B premium for this year because the amount of your Medicare Part B premium for this year changed. The change is due to a change in your income-related monthly adjustment amount, IRMAA. Although Social Security usually uses two-year-old Internal Revenue Service, IRS, Modified Adjusted Gross Income, MAGI, data to decide if you must pay an IRMAA, sometimes we must use three-year-old data. Other times, we may base our decision on tax information you have provided. Each fall, when we ask IRS for information to determine your next year's Part B premium, we ask them for tax information to verify beneficiary reports. We also ask for two-year-old IRS MAGI if we have temporarily used three-year-old MAGI. When we find a difference between IRS information and information previously used, and it results in a change in your Part B premium, we notify you of the change. When will I get my Medicare Part B refund? If you got a letter that said you would be getting a refund, you should have received your refund by the end of November. If you do not receive your refund by the end of November, please call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, or visit your local Social Security office. Can I appeal Social Security's decision about the money I owe due to a past due increase in my Part B premiums? Yes. You can appeal the decision. You can call us at 1-800-772-1213 and we will send you a request for reconsideration, Form SSA 561-U2. When you call, we will tell you what proofs you should submit with your appeal request. If you need help completing the form, you may schedule an appointment with your local Social Security office by calling us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778. I don't agree with the tax information IRS gave Social Security. Can I just bring in a copy of my tax return? If you don't agree with the tax information that IRS gave us, you will need to provide proof that you have more accurate information. More accurate information is your amended tax return along with a letter from IRS accepting your amended return or an IRS transcript, a letter or statement from IRS that tells you they have corrected your tax information and describes what the correction was, your copy of your tax return which shows an obvious IRS transcription error in tax-exempt interest income, or your attestation under penalty of perjury that you lived apart from your spouse for the entire year when you filed your income tax return as married filing separately. If I owe an income-related adjustment for 2009, can I pay the amount I owe by installments? Yes. People who owe money on their Part B premiums and state they cannot pay it in a lump sum can pay by installments. If you wish to pay by installments, please call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, or visit your local Social Security office. My income has gone down. I don't have to pay an income-related adjustment in 2010, but I owe an income-related adjustment for 2009. I can't afford to pay the money back. Can you waive what I owe? You may request a waiver of an income-related adjustment if the payment of the premiums would create severe financial hardship. If you wish to request a waiver, please call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, or visit your local Social Security office. I paid a higher Medicare Part B premium for 2009 based on my 2007 income. However, I got divorced in November 2009 and my income has decreased. What can I do? We may be able to make a new initial determination of your 2008 Medicare Part B premium. Ordinarily, we will not make a new initial determination for a prior year. There is one exception. If any life-changing event causing the reduction in modified adjusted gross income occurs in the last 3 months of the calendar year and the request for a new initial determination is received by March 31st of the following year, we can make a new initial determination. We will need to request a new initial determination and provide proof of the divorce or other life-changing event and tax information for 2008. Life-changing events include the following: death of spouse, marriage, divorce or annulment, work reduction, work stoppage, reduction in income due to loss of income-producing property, reduction in or loss of certain forms of pension income. If you wish to report a life-changing event, please call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, or visit your local Social Security office. Contacting Social Security. For more information, visit our website or call toll-free at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778. To learn more about Medicare Part B coverage, visit www.medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-633-4227, TTY 1-877-486-2048.